guys. I'll run in first so we can keep them scattered, not to fight too many. We'll be in trouble if we don't take them down quick.
I think Leroy needs something.
Okay, guys. I'll run in first so we can keep them scattered,
Yay.
Not to fight too many. We'll be in trouble if we don't take them down quick.
What? It is Wednesday. It is hump day, everybody. Hump day. Yeah. All right, my mind is already in the gutter. 11 a.m. I didn't do it our previous conversation, right? My girl has so got to apparently, our people are way too hot to not believe this. This is very true. Taking the pizza boys off of the scene. Sick. Seriously. And bam, poison up in your body. Okay, I had to do it. I love that commercial. That is hilarious. I do have to give EA their due. They have some of the most hilarious and prolific Sims commercials ever. They do. There's been very few Sims commercials that I haven't liked. Even the BDSM one that was on major network TV that nobody caught on to. I don't understand.
Oh, wait, what? There's a BDSM one?
Well, when The Sims, it's old. It's when The Sims 2 came out, there was a little lady dressed in her dominatrix gear, and she was doing things to one of the other characters. At the time, they were, I think, it had something to do with the life in the palm of your hand, some kind of promo. But, yeah, there was a woman.
Wow.
This was on actual network TV during the day. This wasn't at night. You know, they usually run the racier ones at night. No, this was during the day. I was like, oh, nobody sees this. Nobody's complaining. Apparently, Fox News wasn't catching on. They're all up in everybody else's business anyway. Oh, God. There is such juicy news today.
Oh, yeah?
There is amazingly juicy news. Do you want me to go first? Because, you know, we're actually having lunch today, you guys, with you. Since you won't give us lunch, we brought our own today.
That is true, people. I was hungry. Y'all been starving me. Haven't bring me any pizza. Mm-hmm. Well, as long as you don't steal my story.
Is it about the Xbox Live thing with the little girls?
No. You go for that one.
I'm going to go first because I know you were about to take a bite out of your sandwich. I sensed it.
I was too, man.
The force is strong in this one.
The hunger is strong in this one.
So, all right. So this is actually came from yesterday. It's on GamePolitics.com, but actually the ladies at Women Gamers put it up on Twitter, which means it came straight to my phone because I have their Twitter feed piped straight to my cell phone so that even when I'm supposed to be sleeping and actually surfing the net from my phone, I still get tweets from you all. So I'm going to open. It's a bad story, but it has a happy ending in a way. Some scumbucket, some disgusting low-life rat fake pigeon stoolie named Robert Lynch, 20-year-old Robert Lynch from Saline, Michigan.
Robert Lynch.
Robert. Mm-hmm.
Robert.
Yes. They've issued an arrest warrant for him. The 20-year-old is expected to surrender to police for an arraignment on 3 counts of attempting to accost children for immoral purposes. The charges have the potential to put Lynch behind bars for up to 4 years. The exact time and date of the arraignment was not clear at the time that the story was posted. According to police, Lynch allegedly used the chat or messaging functions of Xbox Live to communicate with Saline middle school girls he met online between January 8th and February 8th. And besides making sexual suggestions to the young girls, Lynch also allegedly mailed some of them condoms. Yeah.
Wow, yeah. How about you guys let me know where he's at?
Mm-hmm.
I'll play with him for a little bit, and then y'all can have him. Ever think about doing something like that again.
Yes, police also alleged that in one instance, Lynch took several of the girls to a local strip club, and while they didn't go inside, he went in to purchase sex toys for the girls. The police did not go into great details and explain how Lynch found the girls online, and if he found them on service connected to Xbox Live, or such as Facebook, or if he played any games at all with the girls. They're not sure if Lynch chatted with the girls using the Xbox Live camera or headset, or if the chats were through text messages. One thing he didn't do is he didn't have sex with them, but I'm willing to bet that he was working his way up to
it. That sounds, what do they call it, grooming? Yes, I do believe that sounds exactly what he was going to be planning to do.
And this is why I am all for sterilization.
You know what's cheaper than sterilization? No, never mind. That's not people. There are some people who don't take the whole, you know, me being for the death penalty very well.
Hey,
I don't like child molesters. I don't.
I do not either. I think they should, as my grandmother used to say, need to be put underneath the jail. And that's not in a cell. That means if we could lift it up and stick you under it and let it fall on you, that's what we do.
We'll do the whole Wicked of, what is it? Wicked Witch of the West?
That's
yes,
right.
There we go. We'll just drop the jail on top of you.
So anybody out there that's listening, I wasn't sure if they had him in custody. It looks like they just have a warrant issued. If you see him, please stop saying that's my friend. Your friend is sick. Turn him in.
Friend is sick.
Turn him in before he does do something to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if it happens that they're in my family, because I have family in Michigan, he don't have to worry about going to jail, honey.
I like your family. I do.
You don't ever have to worry about going to jail. You will not spend a day in jail. This, I promise you.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So off our soapboxes, maybe for a little bit.
Guess while I sip this coffee. Go ahead, Ginger.
All right. I'm pulling this news story from GamePolitics.com this morning. Gay gamer calls for BioWare writer to be fired. Oh, yeah. One gay gamer has put together an online petition asking BioWare to fire Dragon Age 2 lead writer David Gator.
What?
No.
Mm-hmm. Why?
This is David Gator is the same guy that defended BioWare's decision to include same-sex encounters in its games. And, yeah, now he's become the target of gamers who are upset with the portrayal of one gay character in the game. Yeah. The unnamed complainant calls it a disrespectful stereotype of homosexuals. All right, so what does he say? As a homosexual playing Dragon Age 2, I've witnessed the worst stereotype homosexual characters in this game. If you refuse to make your moves on a gay character, then you are received rivalry points for not wanting to be gay for the character. This is completely wrong. Homosexuals do not approach people and force them to kiss us. The person that wrote this game should be fired for stereotyping homosexuals in such a disrespectful way. As well as creating the worst writing and characters, plot, and everything else in DA2. Website Gay Gamer offers a different take on the matter. Says, considering one male companion does this, Anders, and yet another does not, Fenris, this shows that the gays in the game are capable of being normal people after all. They are capable of flirting and not flirting, you know, as people do. While the petition may hurt Gator's feelings, the chances of BioWare firing him, based on it alone, are somewhere between slim and none, they say. It does not hurt that only around 200 people have signed it. I won't be signing this.
You know, I find this utterly hilarious that this guy is doing this for Dragon Age 2. Did he not play The Ballad of Gay Tony and GTA? Some very stereotypical things going on in GTA. GTA is nothing but a walking racist, sexist, whatever. Pick a person that could be offended playing GTA, and they probably would have been. But you know why nobody was? It's because it's a story. It's a game. Same as when you read a book. If you read a book and the character's gay and they make them behave a certain way, the writer does, why would you be mad at the writer? There are people that are that way that are gay, and there's some that are not, and why would you be offended? It's life. Some of us are that way.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't offended as a woman playing GTA, and I'm telling you, some of the radio stations say some of the sexist things. I am killing myself laughing because I appreciate the fact that Rockstar was brave enough to put it out there. Do it. I'm killing myself laughing. And that's what the desired result is, I'm pretty sure, in Dragon Age as well. Two different characters, both gay, each of them behaving in a completely different manner. Dude, come on.
Exactly, and I agree. That was the point I was going to make. You know, there are pushy people. Straight, gay, doesn't matter. There are pushy people, and some people get offended when you tell them no. That would get you rivalry points. The fact that, you know, that the gay characters, there are two of them, I guess, or more, and that they have different responses means that this is not a stereotypical thing. They are showing that people are human. People have certain ways they act. It doesn't matter, gay, straight. Some people get upset. Some people don't. Some people roll with the punches. And apparently this one gay character does not. And that's just, you know, that's just life.
This is true. I've had gay women hit on me in Second Life and get pissed off when I didn't reciprocate.
Exactly. I've had gay women in real life get upset with me. I've had straight guys in real life get upset with me.
Yeah, people want you. They just want you. Just chalk it up to your hotness and keep moving.
Straight gay be okay with me telling them no, too. It's just the way the world goes.
Yep. Like I said, chalk it up to your hotness. You were complimented. Somebody thought you were hot. They wanted you, and they're upset that they can't have you. That's a compliment to me.
Exactly.
Whatever.
No, this guy just needs to get off his high horse. He's got, take your drama llama and go on your way. We don't want your llama.
All right. Time for us to move along. Oh, boy. Here come the Twitter people. Twitter people. Hello, Twitter people.
Hello, okay. Twitter people.
Lots of private messages. Oh, gosh. Wow. You people are passionate. I love it. Okay. So, Anuman Interactive has launches 4 MicroS Director's Cut versions for the Mac App Store. An iPhone and iPad Pioneer. That's a tongue twister. Anuman Interactive is continuing to branch out on innovative platforms. Following hot on the heels of their Dracula series and Egypt series, the video game publisher has now released 4 complete titles named Director's Cut versions from Microid's brand exclusively for Mac App Store. Comprising, I think I had to sneeze or something. My body couldn't decide what it wanted to do just then. Comprising a wide range of scenarios and settings, the recently released titles in the MicroS collection feature first-person adventures in which users interact with a variety of objects and characters and use their ingenuity to make their way through the stories. Nostradamus, The Last Prophecy Director's Cut, puts gamers in the shoes of Madeline, the daughter of the famous astrologer who has been requested by Catherine de' Medici. If you don't know who that is, you need to go back to school, or you haven't made it that far in school yet, in which case you shouldn't be listening. You should be at school. to prevent a prophecy threatening the royal family from coming true. Also, there's a Return to the Mysterious Island, which is one of my favorite games. Love that game if you haven't played it. Actually, I may have some of those somewhere in the closet to give away. Maybe I'll put those up on the site. If you're interested, just send me an email. It'll be that easy. Send us an email, Webmaster, Gamer Girls Radio, or GameAndMatrix.com, and I'll send you one. I think I have a whole pack of those. Excellent game. Also, Dracula and Nostradamus. You can check these out or get them from the App Store for... that's a little steep for us. Well, it is a full game. Wow. $9.99 or $7.99, respectively, for each title. You can also follow them on Twitter, Microids Off, Facebook, Microids, and they also have a YouTube channel, Anuman Interactive. I'm going to say that's a little steep for those games, considering they're not new. These are like the circa 2002, 2003. Anyway. Have I lost my ginger? There she is.
No. I'm still here.
Were you shocked, too, with the $7.99? Like I just was.
That's kind of crazy. I was also kind of reading the story. Sorry.
It's okay, baby.
Yeah. So I actually went to the store yesterday, Corey.
Oh, yes. Yes.
What did you get? I didn't get, but I did play with the new 3DS.
You did?
Yes.
You sold on it?
I don't know. It was interesting. It was different. It was fun. I don't know that I would spend that amount of money on that kind of thing, but I don't know. I wasn't too impressed with 3D, actually.
Really?
Really. Wasn't what I thought it was going to be. It was cool. It was different. It was very neat. It kind of made my eyes hurt.
I can see that happening.
But no, it wasn't bad. But GamePolitics.com has a story this morning. Nintendo issues statement on the black screen 3DS crashes.
Oh, yay.
Yay. Apparently, a fair amount of Nintendo 3DS owners are claiming black screen crashes when using their freshly purchased 3D handheld. Nintendo has responded to these reports with some words of advice on how to deal with these problems. They say if anyone is experiencing any problems with their Nintendo 3DS console, we recommend that in the first instance, they download and install the latest system update now available online. If the problems still persist, we recommend they contact their local Nintendo customer service center to investigate the problem further. The specific source of the problem remains unknown, and it's not exclusive to any particular game or application. TVG and Game Politics does promise that they will continue to follow this story as it develops, and so will we. Because I'd like to know what's making it happen. I'm not going to spend almost $400 on a game console until it's fixed.
Amen.
I do not want to have to Yeah, I do not want to have to file to get it fixed. That's just not right. What is that noise, woman?
That would be my cell phone. Somebody is trying desperately to reach me.
Uh-oh. Cut them. Cut them.
It's not a number I recognize, so they can get that lovely text message that says, I will call you later. Mm-hmm. See, that's good etiquette. We've been trying to teach you guys. Mm-hmm. I sent them to voicemail with a nice text message. Okay. So, lovely people. Oh, there's a new game portal open. I had to find my story. Good Game Studios. Yay, I like the name of their studios. It's pronounceable and everything. They're the central focus of Hamburg's enterprise new web presence. Starting immediately, Good Game Studios is presenting its social games via a new attractive game portal at gamestudios.com. It's eight free of charge. I was like, what the fuzzy? Eight free of charge browser games take over center stage, both graphically and technically speaking, and the 25 million registered users can only benefit from these changes. The portals will make all games more easily and quickly accessible, as they are the only one click away. With the new website, they're saying we strive to provide an easy access to our full range of products to all users. The new full-screen modus also enhances the game experience, and this is from the founder and CEO, Dr. Christian. I'm not even going to say your last name, sir. I'm going to leave it alone. We are moreover proud of being able to present our distinct and cheerful graphic designs on our new homepage with its colorful design, and the new webpage does justice to the diverse graphics of our games.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. This whole long, long story is up on our website. I am not going to read it because it is very, very long. It's a lot of quotes from them talking about how great and wonderful they are, and I have no doubt that they are. I will tell you some of the games that they have, because they have a lot of time management games. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They have Mafia and Hercules and Cafe and Disco and Fashion and good gracious. They have a Jump Jupiter, another simulation, Farmer, and they're all free of charge, family safe, safe for work as well. Not safe from you getting fired if you play too much. Let me make that clear. Before you come back and try to sue us when you get fired. Not safe from getting you fired unless you have permission to play. Some of you need to be told that. Good Games Studios has been around since 2009, and they have tons of family-friendly games with over 70 million people a month coming through their site. And, of course, comes in 20 different languages. And they have 100 people on their team. That's awesome.
Wow, that's huge.
And pay attention, those of you who need a job. They're hiring.
Oh, really?
20 more. They're looking for 20 more people. So if you need a job, check them out.
Maybe we should head over there, Corey. You know, yes. They are awesomeness.
Ah, true. But I got coffee, so I'm going to sit right here till it's done. Then I'll go over.
All right. Okay. There is a Newsbeat story out today, Xbox Live. The Hack and Slash sequel you've been waiting for is right around the corner. On April 6th, Wednesday. See, that tells you what's going on. I've not had enough caffeine, or I've had too much, or
something.
I blame the people who have not given me pizza.
Mm-hmm. I blame them, too.
All right, so on April 6th, seek retribution as you slash your way through 13 unique campaign levels as the dishwasher or Yuki in the Dishwasher Vampire Smile. Available on Xbox Live Arcade for 800 Microsoft points. Created by award-winning indie developer James Silva, The Dishwasher Vampire Smile is the stylistic action platform sequel to 2009's Dead Samurai. The exclusive Xbox Live Arcade title features solo and co-op campaigns, 50 intense arcade challenges, and an almost endless dish challenge, and now for the first time, the combo-fueled action will be playable in 3D.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. That's not all, they say. We've got more news. Three award-winning downloadable games now available on one disc. Available on retail shelves in the UK, so this is just for you UK folks, on the 13th of May for just £19.99, quids, francs, seashells, I don't know, Linden dollars. You can purchase three critically acclaimed Xbox Live Arcade exclusives, Limbo, Trials HD, and Explosion Man, on one disc along with 160 Microsoft points and a 48-hour trial to Xbox Live Gold membership. Experience what fans from around the world have been raving about as you defy gravity in the big air thrills of Trials HD, solve the mysterious world of Limbo and become an Uncontainable Force and Explosion Man. And I see there's something. Oh, okay. I lost my story. Hold on. Kit Out Your Console. Xbox 360 launches Kit Out Your Console, one of the biggest sales events of the year, for authentic Xbox 360 accessories. This April, get all our official Xbox 360 accessories for amazing prices at select retailers. Starting now through the end of April, add even more excitement and convenience to the way you connect, play games, and experience entertainment with friends and family. And finally, dress the royal bride and groom. Oh, yes. From today, Xbox Live members will be able to take part in a lighthearted poll entitled Dress the Royal Bride and Groom, in which they will be able to vote on a selection of wedding outfits for the royal couple. Accessible through a slate on the Dash until April 1st, we are encouraging both free and gold live subscribers in the UK to pick four very different dress options. Needless to say, the end result will have no bearing on the actual royal wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton. We look forward to revealing the results of this poll next week. Don't forget to cast your own vote for your favorite royal get-up. Oh, I want to play that. Come on, people.
Did you know that they get people in the UK get the day off for the wedding?
That's it. Unfair. I'm claiming unfair.
I'm claiming I'm from the UK that day, and I'm just going to take the day off. I'm not going to do the news, anything. You guys are not going to hear from me. I'm going to sit home and watch the royal wedding.
I swear to watch it live on the internet.
I thought that was amazing. I said, you guys get the day off?
That is crazy.
Wow. Well, they love them some royals. Anyway. I learned a lot of UK history about the royal family, actually, this past week. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, learned some things about Prince. You have to get it from the horse's mouth. You can't just, watch our news. You have to know some people over there. So, yeah, I got some interesting things. I'm not going to share. I don't want to come up missing or anything. But, yeah.
Yes. Later.
No, it's nothing bad. Just how much power, some people actually have. We think they don't have any power. They do. Okay.
Oh, that does sound interesting. Yes, very. Tell me stories.
Yes, very interesting. So, some of you will be interested to know that THQ's Star Wars license is expiring.
Oh.
Yeah, Vertigo Games' Josh Shabtai has said that the Falcon Gunner, the augmented reality iOS title, which his studio developed for THQ, is being pulled from the App Store as a result of the end of a licensing agreement between THQ and Lucasfilm. He wrote in his personal blog Thursday that March 31st would be the last day to buy the app, which is today, yes? Am I right? Today?
I think so. I'm not for certain.
Is it the 30th today? Anybody know? No, it's not today. Okay, that'll be Friday. So tomorrow will be the last day you can buy it. This is due to the winding down of the license agreement. He also intimated that he believed that this could be the case for all Star Wars titles across the iOS devices. Ooh, that's not good. He says, I wish it were up to us, but unfortunately our license to make Star Wars games was predicated on our amazing publisher, THQ Wireless Arrangement, and the Lucasfilm folks, and that seems to be winding down. And he says, at the risk of speaking for other developers, it also sounds like this also may be a case of the might be the case across the board for all the Star Wars iOS games. He's also said, I said I'd be lying if I wasn't sad, especially when I know what we had planned, an awesome iPad 2 version, an Android version, a visual interaction in AR mode. Everywhere else in his posting, he also suggested at least one of the Vertigo titles, which was recently passed by Apple, passed the Apple submission criteria, was going to be in 3D. He says, he can't wait for people to get their hands on the new games. And this is in reference to another game. He said, five words, stereoscopic 3D on an iPhone.
Ooh.
Well, I'm going to keep quiet. The LucasArts films are another fickle ones that we deal with. Sometimes they can't give us enough love, and then other times, wow, they're very fickle. I'm going to be quiet.
I agree. They are very, very, very fickle. All right, so Team Fortress 2, yes, I love them. They are quite hilarious. Looks like they have done some good recently. I didn't even realize they were doing anything. Oh, well, let me rephrase this. I didn't realize they were raising money for Japan. I'm pulling this story from GamePolitics.com. Team Fortress 2 hat sales raises $300,000 for Japan.
Wow.
That's good money. Yeah.
Yes.
According to the official Team Fortress 2 blog, over $300,000 in virtual hats have been sold, all to the benefit relief efforts in Japan. The hats were introduced last week and provided a big hit among players. The three hats are the Humanitarian's Hachimaki, which sold for $7.99, the Benefactor's Kanmari, which sold for $19.99, and the Magnanimous Monarch, which sold for $99.99. Holy bejeebus, people! That is crazy. Valve did not reveal exactly how many hats were sold, but 300,000 is a very big number by anyone's accounting. Here's the thank you note from the TF2 blog. Wow, seriously, people, wow. We knew you had it in you, but we're still amazed you've raised $300,000 so far. Yeah, take a bow, TF2 community, because that is an incredible, frankly, astounding amount of money, they say.
Yeah.
That is a huge amount of money. Holy crap. And $100 for a hat for in-game.
Oh, whoa.
I mean, yeah, I'm not talking about, like, in-game money. They spent $7.99 for the Hachimaki, USD, $19.99 USD for the Benefactor's Kanmari, and $99.99 USD for the Magnanimous Monarch. Holy crap, people.
Amazing.
Yes. That is
See,
awesome.
We are so amazing. This gamer is amazing.
We are amazing. On one hand, I'm like, I can't imagine spending that amount of money on something I don't actually touch. But at the same time, this is pretty awesome because all this money goes to Japan. Actually, it does not tell me how much of the money goes there. But still, a good deal amount of money. Mm-hmm.
We'll assume that it does. We'll assume good things.
Uh-huh. Yep. So they say anytime someone gives you guff about something negative in gaming, you go ahead and point them to this post because here's some late-breaking news. They are wrong, and gamers are generous and awesome, they say. These hats will continue to be available until April 6th. So if you've not purchased one, go buy it and help our brothers and sisters in Japan. Looks like they actually Game Politics pulled us from Kotaku. But that is awesome. Way to go, Team Fortress 2 people. That is nuts. Very nuts and very awesome. I love to hear that. That is great. Did I lose Corey?
No, I'm over here talking muted. That's how I roll.
Oh, okay. live every day, people. Every day. Some days we're good. Some days we're... Yeah.
We're human. We're gamers. We love you. Okay. So, you remember this little game called Age of Conan? You guys remember that game? Well, they are the first
That's
game...
That's the one with the chick's boobs, right?
Child, I don't know. I haven't played in so long.
I do. I played it. There were boobs everywhere.
Those are the bouncing ones, right? Yeah.
Yeah, those are the ones you could actually get the girls topless. You could see everything.
I don't think I was ever topless for once. So anyway, they're the first game to incorporate server-side NVIDIA physics technology. Funcom and NVIDIA have announced that Funcom's proprietary DreamWorld 2.5, a leading game engine for massively multiplayer online games, or MMOs if you prefer, as the first game to incorporate server-side NVIDIA physics. This unique implementation into the DreamWorld engine results in more than a doubling of the speed of in-game physics processing via traditional client-side physics technology, delivering realistic collision effects within the online gaming environments. DreamWorld currently powers two of the world's most popular multiplayer online games, Age of Conan and Anarchy Online, with a third, The Secret World, currently in development. The updated DreamWorld Engine 2.5 with server-side physics is now live in Age of Conan if you want to go check it out and you have a card capable of running that. Because we're excited to be working closely with NVIDIA to integrate physics technology into DreamWorld 2.5 engine, into our DreamWorld 2.5 engine. This is from Eureka Size, who's the Chief Technology Officer at Funcom. He says server-side collision using physics will allow us to add a new level of realism to our online worlds, and we look forward to implementing other enhancements as well, including NVIDIA Apex clothing and destruction, to make our games even more interactive and immersive. Looks like they're going to have some words top pulling off in.
Wow.
Notice how
yeah.
I made that word up.
Seriously, I don't know how many times I was ganked by guys that were running around on chick characters topless.
People. Well, it is the age of Conan. Recently,
fun fact. Well, I guess, you know, you got to have any advantage you can. And bouncing boobs, usually a pretty big advantage about distracting guys.
This is true. Recently, Funcom also introduced an entirely rewritten render engine to Age of Conan. You can download a video teaser that provides a look into the new improvements from the Funcom site. I am not going to give you this information. I will probably go grab it and put it up on our site because I think this was not supposed to be for public consumption.
Uh-oh.
It happens on occasion. Sometimes people at the company mess up and give us information you're not supposed to have. We make sure you don't get it, though. They're also saying they're very proud to have launched a fully rewritten render. Good God, this sounds like a rewritten render engine for Age of Conan. It says they're yielding major performance increase on high-end systems and enabling several new visual features for lower-end machines, said Casillas. So we've been collaborating closely with NVIDIA and continuously improving the quality of Dream Render Engine and resulting in fully new effects such as shader-based anti-aliasing techniques now being implemented in the Age of Conan. The launch of the new engine is a major milestone towards the high requirements for visual performance in virtual adventures required for the Secret World. So they're getting you ready. Of course, you can go over to nvidia.com/PhysX, and it's PhysX, if you want to see if you can check out the teaser video. I don't know that teaser videos for things like this are great. If your computer can't run whatever it is that you're supposed to be seeing, how are you going to see it? I'm just curious.
This is true. This is very, very, very true.
But you can go check it out. Maybe that's where my level of geekiness is not that adept. So,
you know, and I love that these games are expanding and trying to become more beautiful and everything else like that. But you're not going to get a very big community if most of your fan base cannot play them or even see the video. Just saying.
I go get one because I just, you know, that's my. I love my geekiness. Oh, my God. You know what? We have crossed. No, we're not. Oh, God. I'm so crazy with the time. Okay. Like we've crossed over into break territory. No, we haven't. Not yet.
Not yet. An hour, Corey.
Oh, yes. A whole hour of delicious gaming girl.
All week. Every day. One whole hour of us. All right. Mission Against Terror. I've talked about them quite a bit because I love them. They're awesome. I love to go in there and, you know, shoot people. It's so much fun. Mission Against Terror drops the pig bomb. Oh, yes, the pig bomb.
I don't want to know.
Mission Against Terror, everyone's favorite free-to-play shooter from Wicked Interactive, rocks on with even more new goodies for its massive March update. I love that they're constantly having updates. This is just beautiful. In addition to new weapons and achievements, the title, which now boasts more than 100,000 registered players, adds new maps, new in-game items, even more weapons, as well as special grenades that turn enemies into pigs and turtles that can't fire back. Oh, I love it. I love it. This is not an early April Fool's joke. We are bringing all these great things to the game, says Sam Ho, director of Wicked Interactive. All the hard work over the past 6 months has brought us to a new and exciting level in the game where the volume of players combined with the mature feature set and advanced mechanics makes for an immersive and fun experience for gamers of all stripes, from pros to casual players. So there are two new maps being introduced, and I'm going to kill this name. I apologize. Kandahar Border Post, which can be played in both bomb mode and team deathmatch, and then the Xiling Park, which can be played in team deathmatch. All right, so we've got some new weapons, the Suba Soaker, which is a water gun, Suba Light, a beer bottle used as a melee weapon for those who like to keep St. Patrick's Day spirit going year-round. Heck, yes, I'm getting that as soon as I can. and then a brick, which is, of course, a melee weapon. I'm going to assume it's a brick, you know? Brick. Can you throw it? Can you beat people over the head with it? Or can you do both? That's what I want to know. New items to mess with your enemies' minds, the Pig Bomb and Turtle Bomb, are grenades that turn opponents into little cartoony animals that can't fire back. Smell the ponage. Hell yes, I love that. They have other things like that, and I thought it was awesome. Noise Jammer is an item that emits a ghost signature breathing sound used to fool the other team into thinking there's a ghost in the area. Choose from the opera mask, various funny spray images. New clothing, for guys, there's now royal purple set of clothes, and for ladies, there's fairy fantasy set of clothes, which I'm going to assume is probably purple as well. I guess, I don't know. Let's go in and see. Players can buy robot suits to dress up like the AI robots they fight against in AI mode. Those things are scary. I hate those dang things. Seriously. Set in the near future, not so different from our own time, MAT pits teams against one another in a bitter battle for survival of the human race. Unanimously held for its solid gameplay and wide variety of game modes, and they are not kidding, they've got a ton. MAT has taken North America by storm after becoming quite popular in Asia and other parts of the world. To sign up for a mission against terror or just to find out more information about the game, you can visit the official MAT website, which is mat.suba.games.com. And if you've not played it, you should. It's free and it's excellent, beautiful, wonderful, awesome, free-to-play first-person shooter. You will love it. Really, really. I can't say enough good.
So will we like it?
No. You will love it. Love it. I love it. It's so much fun. And it's not just your usual first-person shooter. It's not just all shoot 'em up where you're playing against other teams. You can play against the AI. You've got the whole zombie one where, you know, you want to be the last human standing because the zombie virus is spreading. You've got everything. It's crazy. I love it.
I'm hoping we get in Left 4 Dead. I'm hoping we get where somebody gets bitten, you have so much time to
find. I almost picked that up yesterday. Left 4 Dead for PC.
Oh, not for PC. I can't play with you on PC.
Well, see, if I get it for the PC, then you should get it for the PC, and me, you, and Blaster, we can go kill zombies.
I already have it for the Xbox, so. I'm rolling my eyes at the both of you. Anyway, speaking of Xbox Live, there's some scandal this morning. And this is from our new buddies over at GamesIndustry.biz. There's some vote-rigging accusations on Xbox Live indie games. Microsoft saying they've begun to investigate claims that users are purposefully manipulating the rating of Xbox Live indie games in order to raise or lower the title's overall rankings for that service. A message or comment on the official XNA community Twitter stated, "We're investigating a possible misuse of the ratings on Xbox Live indie games titles. We'll announce more information here as it develops." The issue was first brought to light by Robert Boyd of the Boyd Games, developers of popular indie titles Breath of Death 7 and Cthulhu Saves the World, was writing on a Game of Sutra blog. Boyd recounted how the developer's game saw an unexpected drop in overall ranking from number 6 to 11 in the space of a week. After investigating, he discovered that the creators of indie game College Lacrosse had asked their fans to raise their ratings of their games, with some taking it upon themselves to give rival titles in the top 10 the lowest rating possible, even though in many cases they had not even purchased the game. Although Boyd was careful to point out that College Lacrosse developers had not encouraged anyone to negatively mark rival games, they had explained how to create an account and vote even if the fan did not own an Xbox 360.
Not cool, guys. Not cool. Why would you do that? Come on.
That's juicy. Boyd questioned whether ratings should be limited only to people who have played the game or at least the demo, given the severe financial implications of losing a top 10 rating. And the Apple App Store currently allows only users who have purchased an app to rate it, which is smart.
Yes.
That is some espionage backstab. I love it. Oh.
You know, on one hand, I want to laugh about the drama. On the other hand, you are hurting real people. That could actually put people out of a job.
This is true. This is true. And I'm not laughing at the job loss. I'm laughing at the fact of that people would go so far as to this sounds like something out of a game.
It does. It really does. It really, 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 really does. And it kind of reminds me of a couple of stalkers we have. But, yeah, you guys, you right over there, two to the left and about four back, you know who I'm talking to. You right there.
You who's trying to hide your eyes. We're talking to you.
Emailing us with alt accounts. We know.
Well, this is news to me. I thought I very rarely actually go over to the Indie Games channel, although I'm a big supporter, because that would be bad for me. Because I can download them. There's no effort for me to get them. I would just be in the house broke, and my lights would be on and my internet, and there'd be no food. So I'd be able to do the news, but nothing else. So I don't go to the Indie Games channel for the most part. I have played a couple of titles there. So I didn't know that you could vote if you didn't have an account. Since when did Microsoft start allowing this? I want to know. I thought it was always. If that's the case, why am I paying for Xbox Live account if I can still get on and do stuff? Seems like you have too much freedom when you haven't paid for it. I'm sorry. That's what I thought. I had to pay for that right to be able to say I love or hate a game.
Exactly. I'm kind of boycotting the whole Xbox accounts at the moment anyways. That annoys me.
I wanna boycott and then I can at the same time. There's some shifting going on in that whole realm too. There's juiciness going on, fighting about having to pay for accounts and so on and so forth. So yeah. We'll keep you apprised of that too. When the smart players are either going to have severely reduced Xbox Live accounts or PlayStation is going to start charging more for theirs.
Because isn't a PlayStation, there are several games you could play, and you can play online free and have voice chat for free.
Most of theirs is PlayStation.
Uh-huh, but Xbox, oh no, you have to actually pay for their account service to be able to play your games online with other people, right?
No, I believe you can send them messages, and I believe you can play with them or you can't chat. There's something that's disabled that you don't have, but I personally am not seeing the benefit of paying for my account right now. I'm not getting anything special. I don't get a free game every month. That whole badge thing was a sore spot with me too, where you get where you unlock badges. I'm like, if I'm
I don't really care about those.
Some people do, but I feel like if I'm doing it, then why can't, you know, if I get 1,000 points this month, why can't that go towards the purchase of a free game? I mean, it could be a minuscule amount, but maybe I save it up for 3 years and it amounts to one game, but still give me something for my time. What's the point in me getting a badge so I could brag to my friends?
I can see that. All right, I can agree with that. I like that idea.
I said a game or something, you know, a controller or, you know,
I don't know, a month or two free.
Yeah, something to make me want to play and make it worth my while to play. Because right now, I'm just, you know, what's the point? That's the way I think it should be structured. I'm serious. Okay, so let's say you have your Dragon Age, you have your Left 4 Dead, and there's a certain amount of points you can only get from Dragon Age, and you're like, I want those points. That's going to put me over the top, and then I'll be able to get that new controller that I want, that sings or whatever. And then you'd go out and buy Dragon Age. So I think it could actually drive game sales. That's just my opinion.
It could. It really could. You've got a point.
So, we got 3 minutes to break. Boo.
3 minutes. All right, well, I got a short one real quick. Just because I want to say the company's name.
Well, I know you want to, but I can't let you because I got to do an announcement quickly.
Oh, okay. We'll do your announcement.
So tonight, you've been hearing us talk about Blaster went over to Icarus Studios, the people that made Fallen Earth, and interviewed the group Cataclysm. That is going to be live. Well, it's not live. It's pre-recorded, but it'll be available to you tonight, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Make sure you're over here on Gamer Girls Radio or on our page or whatever. And we do have something going up so you can find out some more information about Cataclysm if you're a fan. They are death metal, or I call them Canada's answer to death metal, rather. And ladies out there, they are hot. Oh, wait till you see the pictures. Rawr.
yeah, I heard some of the accents. Oh, my God.
Jesus. Oh, hot.
I really should have sent my bra to be signed. We'd never have gotten back.
Right.
But.
Right. They don't even have to sing. I can just stand there. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Just rattle off the alphabet or something. A periodic chart.
Okay. So we got some serious warble going on here, guys. So I'm sounding warbly. Maybe it's me. Okay, well, we'll do this one. That was sounding.
You're going to want to see this.
All right, as always, you can find this news and other news on our page, Ginger.com, or
from Ginger.com.
This is going to be good.
And we'll be right back. Ginger's going to tell us how you can bake cookies in the shape of Mario.
Grab and peel.
Ooh, that would be cool.
Still there. Grab and peel.
Woo!
Grab and peel.
Yeah!
Grab and peel. Peel, peel, peel.
Nice.
Sounds great.
Nice.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
I've got a bell in here.
Yeah.
Don't make me use this bell. Ding dong. Ding dong. Dinner served. Come and get it. No. I'm not a mental moron.
Okay, that was a quick break. Ginger's over there sipping stuff like, whoa, hey, wait.
I am too. I was like, wait, I haven't even put the lid back on my bottle yet.
You know, you and I are way too much alike. Okay.
True story.
So, of course, some of you are like, they're back. I thought they were taking a break. Well, we're going to go into the streaming portion of our show in about 30 seconds. So, until then, Ginger's going to tease you with a little bit of the story. And then, right in the middle, she's going to cut you off.
Studio pooper. Oh,
that's probably not how this is pronounced, but that's how I'm going to pronounce it because, yeah, this name is, yeah. Studio Pooper is delighted to announce its second release, Three Trees, an environment puzzle game for the whole family. Oh my God, Corey, I cannot believe. Okay. So, Three Trees was created by the independent game developer Studio Pooper. it is set to be available from early April 2011 on Apple iTunes. I'm laughing too hard now. Okay, it's set to be available on from early April 2011 on Apple iTunes App Store for 99 cents. I'm assuming this is USD. They don't say. Three Trees started as a prototype named Water Air Sun, developed in 11 hours in the 360 iDev Game Jam. That sounds kind of cool. The theme of the Game Jam was Change the World, so developer Brandon Wu created a prototype where players need to balance the three forces of nature, water, air, and the sun. Actually, is that four? No, that's three. That shape... it shapes the lands and changes the world. I'm too busy laughing to pay attention. Sorry, guys. After much positive feedback and requests to turn the prototype into a full game, he assembled a small team of three to develop this game, which includes the following features. Easy to tap and swipe control, three world-changing and conflicting forces to balance, three trees for the players to grow, items to help the player remove excess elements on the land, and soothing music that fits the mood. So about Studio Pooper. Based in Los Angeles, Studio Pooper makes games for those young at heart. With a no-gun and violence policy, you can feel good about playing with your children. All right, so you want to check out their website, you can head over to pepwuper.com/3trees. They also have a Facebook. You can look them up. But again, they're going to be on the Apple iStore. It looks like they already are. It's 99 cents. So if you want to do something good, head over there and pick that up.
I'm going to not talk about serious. Never mind.
Okay, so I'm not quite sure how it. Pooper? I don't know. I give up. My bad if I pronounced your name wrong. All right, so I'm not really all that sad about it. It was kind of amusing to me.
It's very amusing. Okay, so wait a minute. I'm torn. What should I tell you about? Something just popped up in the mailbox. It looks interesting. No, we're gonna go back over here. Okay, so Entergy Entertainment becomes the official Facebook advertising provider. An amazing feat. Entergy Entertainment, the premier global gaming site representation company, today announced that it is one of the select advertising providers for the Facebook platform. Developers creating applications for the Facebook platform can only use listed providers to monetize Facebook applications. Entergy Entertainment is ComScore's top-ranked destination for reaching online gaming and entertainment enthusiasts. The company enables advertisers to engage with more than 62 million unique consumers, including the highly desirable 18 to 34 male and the 24 to 54-year-old female demographics. Ha-ha, so do we, but only the girl side, ha-ha. With more than 500 million active users, Facebook has quickly become one of the platform of choice for reaching consumers, says Jay Dubin, CEO of Entergy Entertainment. He says the opportunity to monetize applications on the Facebook platform is a potentially transformative event for the consumer advertising industry, and Entergy is honored to be included in the selective list of advertising providers. Entergy specializes in tailored and integrated advertising campaigns, including banner ads, takeovers, and in-game opportunities. The company is known for providing customized, quality campaigns that support the branding goals of its advertising and publishing clients. Entergy represents more than 3,000 of the leading video game publishers worldwide, providing exclusive online video advertising and sales for its high-profile clients, and the company recently launched a new online video platform called Playwire, which includes a free online video player for developers and publishers. For more information about that, you can visit playwire.com. If you want to look up Entergy or learn more about them, you can visit them at entergy.com, and that's Entergy.com.
Awesome, awesome.
Amazing. Good job, Entergy. That was so fake, right? Go, Ninja, go.
All right, my turn. This isn't technically gamer news, but it is about Microsoft, so I'm going to kind of work it in.
I'm pulling this from the finance section of Yahoo, actually. Microsoft co-founder hits out at Gates. Oh, yes. This is being provided by the Wall Street Journal as well.
Ooh, juicy go-girl, go.
Mm-hmm. Bill Gates schemed to take shares in Microsoft Corporation from his co-founder during the early days of the software company following his partner's treatment for cancer, according to a new memoir by the billionaire co-founder Paul Allen. Ooh, that's juicy.
Isn't it right? Oh.
This allegation is part of a critical portrait in the book of Mr. Gates, with whom Mr. Allen formed a friendship in grade school that evolved into one of the iconic partnerships of American business. The book is called Idea Man, a memoir by the co-founder of Microsoft. It's scheduled to go on sale April 17th. A draft of the memoir was viewed by the Wall Street Journal. They actually even gave us an excerpt of the book, appeared on Vanity Fair's website early Wednesday. All right, so exactly what is the book about? The book gives a revisionist take on details of Microsoft's history and the relationship between Mr. Gates and his former partner, the two of whom who have been long viewed as cordial, if not close friends. The book has created a rift between Gates and Allen, people say who know both men. In the book's acknowledgement section, Mr. Allen thanks Mr. Gates, along with 17 other people, for general and logistical assistance. That's like a slap in the face, doesn't it? Holy crap.
I just want to ask him one question. Are you rich or are you on public assistance? If you're not on public assistance, shut the hell up. Who cares? That was how many years ago? I'm just saying.
I'll still read it just because I think that's interesting.
It's very juicy, but it's very interesting. I want to read the book, but still, I'm like, really? I think he used that to sell the books, obviously. If you put Bill Gates' name on it, obviously it's going to sell. We know why you did it, but come on. That's like.
I think he's jealous. I do believe he's jealous. And, you know, I see a picture here, and I can see why he's jealous. You know, Bill Gates, he's getting older, but he's still kind of cute. Mr. Allen, not so much.
Well, dude, with your millions, go ahead and get your lipo and your plastic surgery and leave. I am like this. If it was me and Bill Gates and we partnered and I made my millions, I don't really care if he ever acknowledges me. I am fine with the millions I got. See you, Bill. I own an island in the South Pacific, a whole island. I don't care. He could never mention my name.
Crap. He's trying to take credit for several things that everybody said Gates did and not him. I'm going to run through this. Quickly, I just have to read this one paragraph.
Hang on a second. You're going through some warble here. Give it a second.
All right. We done with the warble?
There you go.
All right. Mr. Allen's unflattering account of Mr. Gates in the book is already making waves within the tight circle of early Microsoft alumni, with several people who know both men privately expressing confusion about Mr. Allen's motivations for criticizing his old business partner and questioning the accuracy of Mr. Allen's interpretation of certain events. Mr. Allen, for instance, puts himself in meetings that people familiar with the meetings say he never attended. In one case, Mr. Allen visits Palo Alto, California to help woo a computer scientist who would later become one of the Microsoft's most important programmers. And people familiar with this meeting says it was Mr. Gates who made the visit, not Mr. Postman said that he isn't aware of any errors in the book. This is juicy. Ooh, I'm gonna have to. I want this book. I'm gonna have to read this. Wow. Good luck taking on Mr. Gates. That's all I gotta say.
It's not big.
I hope you're equally as rich because I'm pretty sure he's got some pretty big lawyers. If this gets out of hand,
I don't even think Bill's gonna acknowledge. To be honest with you, it's not David and Goliath. It's human versus God in this case. At this point, just say, you know what? Never mind. Forget I wrote it. Just don't fight me.
Yeah, I think if I were Mr. Gates, I'd have to install a program, especially for this guy's computer, to be like, oh, yeah? Every time he opens up his computer, oh, yeah? I think so. I don't think so.
Fine, maybe the smile, maybe. Like, really just does not matter. Come on, it's been too long. If you were going to do this, the time to do it was, I think, right when Xbox came out. That's when you step up and say, you know what, this is mine, I did it.
Exactly. Oh my God, no.
So we got about 5 minutes left. I think we got time for one more story. Oh, by the way, we still have not heard back from Nintendo regarding their 3D porn. However, I think they have their hands full with you people on the black screen of death.
I just spent $400 on this piece of crap and it's broken.
It happens. It happens. At least it's not every single one of them. Then it would be a problem. Ooh, that would be horrible. That's crying in the streets. Okay, so let me jump back over here. Traction PR is going green. I'm very impressed by this because I have some thoughts I need to put to paper today about going green, gamers. They're saying the number one video game public relations agency stops playing around. Traction's Public Relations LLC, and they are a multi-award-winning full-service PR agency for the games industry, announced it has moved to a new location with more space to grow and a better environment for its staff. There in beautiful Santa Monica, California, Traction has taken this opportunity while moving to enhance its technology level significantly while eliminating its carbon footprint. Traction PR's new offices features new technologies to allow its publicists to work more efficiently and also have a higher quality of life. Can we get to it, people? You and these PRs. The new technologies include also, I hate when they keep repeating. The new technologies include multiple telepresence units, an advanced phone system, and a state-of-the-art gaming center devoted to showing off client games in the best possible environment. Additionally, by using lower power monitors, high-efficiency lighting, power consumption monitoring, less staff commuting, and buying of carbon offset units, the entire company has reduced its carbon footprint to, if I had a drum roll, I'd play it for you now, zero. Awesome. All these changes have also resulted in a reduced energy bill and greater hours of operation so that clients experience lower bills and a higher ROI. Traction has also just launched a new website called TractionPR.com to enable easier access for the press and allow clients to keep better tabs on what's going on with their current campaigns. All this will enable Traction to maintain its lead over its competitors and continue to offer the highest possible level of service to its clients. That is amazing. If you are not a stalker and do not plan to hurt anybody, I'll tell you where the offices are. So you can go over if you want to check out what going green looks like. They are now currently at 2716 Ocean Park Boulevard, Suite 3010 in Santa Monica. Go by there and tell them that we sent you and you wanted to see the amazing green studio. And can you please play some games on their giant wall, you know, of screen? They're going to be like, what? Who sent you?
It was us.
Those crazy girls at Gamer Girls Radio.
It was Corey, not me.
Yes,
if, they're,
sure.
If they're cool, who comes over? It was me. If they're not cool, it was Corey.
He's fine. Thanks a lot. We got 2 minutes. Can you squeeze one in?
I might be able to real quick. According to a report on Joystick from Warner Brothers, Warner Brothers may be joining THQ and EA and offering codes for online play in its Mortal Kombat game. Looks like there was an email forwarded from Warner Brothers to retailers that is showing that Warner Brothers wants to charge used game buyers an additional fee for getting online. The new pass will supposedly cost 800 Microsoft points for the Xbox.
What?
Or $10 for PS3. Yeah, according to the email, it says Mortal Kombat available on April 19th for the PlayStation 3 computer, blah, 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 and Xbox. includes a one-time user registration code that gives players access to all online modes in the game. Players who do not have a code will get a free 2-day trial of online play and then be able to purchase the online modes for 800 Microsoft points on Xbox and $9.99 on the PlayStation Network. Yeah, I'm not cool with this. Not cool
with
this at all.
800 Microsoft points is almost the full price of a game. So why am I purchasing a pass?
Exactly. You know, I'm thinking you're going to pay, $20 for a used game. You're going to pay another $10, and you're going to come out pretty darn close to what the full price of a brand new game would cost.
Maybe that's their point. Pay for it?
No, I don't agree with it.
Most definitely not agree with it. Well, lovely people, it is about that time for us to get out of here, go do other things, go tear up the world, take on the world, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm. Go plant some bullets and some heads. In a game.
Shh, bad ginger.
I thought about that after I said it. I was like, no, wait a minute, in a game.
You know, you got to add it because people up there be like, those girls will be on Fox News later.
M-A-T is what I'm talking about.
No. You know what? I'm used to play me some Assassin's Creed. I really do.
Oh, yeah, we've not played that in a while.
Well, no, I'm mad because I logged in the other day and found some chick on my land stealing my resources. You are going down.
Oh.
Pixie Red Sox, whatever your name was, you are going down.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if that was her name. I forgot. I was trying to talk to her. She wouldn't say anything. She was just stealing, little thief.
That's not cool.
All right, guys. See you bright and early tomorrow. Make sure you listen to the Cataclysm interview tonight. Or if you're listening on Rewind, you can listen to it right after this.